Okay, so we're here at the end of Perek Tes, chapter 9. Again, still talking about various sizes of quantities of things that a person would be liable for if they carry them outside on Shabbos from one rishus to another when there was no Erev. So pilpelis kol shehu, so we're talking about a pilpelis is like a pepper, but we obviously spoke about spices yesterday. So we're not specifically speaking about pepper that was used for spices. It seems to be that it was some sort of a pepper that was used to help with like bad breath or things like that. So if someone was carrying this pepper that was used to prevent bad breath, vitron kol shehu, or this sort of a itron, which if you remember, we spoke about this thing called itron back in the day about Bamadligan when we were doing the second parak, which feels like a lifetime ago. If a person had any amount of sweet smelling spices or any amount of, or types of metals. If a person had one of the stones, just a small piece of one of the stones of the mizbeach, or part of the dust of the earth, part of the actual earth of the altar, mekek sefarim umekek mitpechoseim kol shehu, a person had, let's say, decayed remains of like sacred old texts or some sort of a decayed version of the wrappings they used to put around. So imagine like an old, a very, very old Sefer Torah, and the wrapping for a Sefer Torah. Shematznian osan leganazan, since people are going to keep any small, minute part of any of the above listed items. So even the smallest amount of any of these items, if a person carries this on Shabbos, a person will be liable. A person will be chayv, violate the iser of hotzah. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afamosi mi meshamshe avodas kolchavim kolshu." Rabbi Yehuda says, not only would a person be liable if they carried even the smallest amount of a covering for a Sefer Torah, for example, but even the smallest amount of what we'd call meshamshe avodas kolchavim, which is, let's say, a person used a box to store their idol in. So even that box, if a person carried just a small part of that box, or the smallest box in the world, that person would be liable if they carried that on Shabbos. Shenamar v'lo yitzbak biyadcha uma menachirim. The pasuk says, And there shall not cling to your hand anything from that which is banned. So since even the smallest amount of idolatry, if a person had even the smallest amount of an item used for idolatry, then that would be prohibited for a person to own that. Therefore, the Mishnah infers, or the Rabbi Yehuda infers, that if I carry even the smallest amount of avodah zarah on Shabbos, then I would be liable as well, and even something that was used in the service of idolatry as well. Mishnah Zion in the last Mishnah of Perek Tes, Hamotzi Kupas Haruchlim. Let's say a person that carries out some sort of a box that peddlers used to use, and seemingly we're talking about some sort of a box that had perfumes in it. So you can imagine it's a box that has many many bottles of perfume. So Avopi Sheyishba Minin Harbei Eino Chayav Ela Chatasachas. Even though there are a lot of different perfumes in here, lotions maybe, who knows what's in this box. So even though you have all these different bottles, the person is only liable for one korban chatas, as if they violated only one prohibition, even though they carried multiple bottles, because it's in one box, you're carrying essentially one entity. Is there only gina pachos mikrogeres? A person who is carrying some sort of garden seeds, which means seeds that you can use to plant in your garden to grow some vegetables or things like that. So the amount, the measurements for this that a person would be liable for if they carry it outside is less than the amount of a dried fig. Rabbi Huda. And Beseir Omer Chamisha. So for the first time, I think, since we began talking about the minimum requirements, finally we actually have an amount listed. So Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir says, if a person has five of these seeds, which seemingly is less than what the Tanakhama was speaking about, so if a person has at least five of these seeds, then a person will be liable if they carry these five seeds used to be planted in the garden on Shabbos, in general. The person would be liable if they carry this. Zera Kishuin Shnayim, Zera Deluin Shnayim, Zera Pul Hamitri Shnayim. So then the Mishnah goes on to list other seeds that either the seeds are somewhat bigger or maybe more important, whatever it is. So if a person had a minimum of two cucumber seeds, two gourd seeds, like a pumpkin seed or something like that, or two seeds for what they call a cowpea, I have no idea what that is. So if a person has two seeds of these, at least, of any of these above listed three things, then a person would be liable on Shabbos if they carried them outside. Then finally, we concluded this parak with speaking about the minimum requirement of locusts. So we know that some locusts are actually kosher. Many people nowadays don't have the tradition of eating locusts, but there are, according to the Torah, some breeds of locusts. I know it doesn't sound so appetizing, but there are some breeds of locusts that are kosher. So chagav chai tohor kosher. Let's say a person has a kosher live locust. So no matter what the size is, says the Mishnah, a person will be liable if they carried the smallest locust in the world. As long as it's kosher, they'd be liable if they carried that on Shabbos. Mace gregarious, but let's say you had a dead kosher locust, so then the minimum size would be the amount of a dry fig, as we've been saying for all foods that are edible, that's the minimum requirement. Tziporis keramim bein chaya bein mesa kosher hi shemasniyin osol refua. If a person has what the Mishnah calls a tziporis keramim, which is one of the breeds of locusts, so a person is carrying this, whether it's alive or it's dead, then a person, because this specific breed, then a person will be liable even if it's dead for the smallest amount. And the reason why is because people use this for refuah. People use this breed of locust in particular for some sort of healing. So even if it was dead, even the smallest amount, that would be a problem to carry that out on Shabbos. And finally, the parak concludes, Rabbi Huda says, so we said that when it comes to a live kosher locust, that would be an issue of carrying on Shabbos. And I neglected to explain why. The reason why if a person carried a live kosher locust on Shabbos would be an issue, even the smallest amount, no matter how big it is because there's a thought that maybe a kid could play with it. Kids like to play with locusts. Not me, personally. But some kids back in the day, I guess, used to like to play with locusts. So the smallest locust you'd give them, that would be a problem to carry because maybe you would give it to a kid. And Rabbi Yehuda says, finally, Afa motzi chagav chai tamei kol shu shemastin oso lekatan lasachek bo. Even a live non-kosher locust, a person is liable if they carry it, if it's any size whatsoever, because even the non-kosher locusts, people give to kids to play with. And that kind of brings us to the end of Perek Tes. And God willing, tomorrow we'll start with Perek Yud. But we'll stop right now.